Good afternoon once again, everyone. I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, hour number two on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCR. Well, plenty of sunshine here on this Tuesday. Temperatures still around freezing here in central Wisconsin at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. What can we expect weather-wise as we get to the middle of the work week? Well, to find out, we're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. We get to use a phrase we haven't used in a while, above average for temperatures as we go through the next couple of days. Not so much this afternoon. We'll see temperatures just hovering around that 32-degree mark with lots of sunshine and west winds at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 16. Partly sunny but warmer tomorrow, 43 for the high temperature. South winds at 10 to 20. Rain on Thursday with a high temperature of 42 degrees. Rain changing over to snow Thursday night and into the day on Friday, and it does look like accumulation is possible, perhaps as much as 6 inches of snow from this system. Friday's high temperature around 29 degrees. Saturday, a chance for light snow with a high of 24, and sunshine Sunday with a high of 34 degrees. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Thank you very much, Ray. Right now in Wausau, plenty of blue skies, a few clouds out there as well, but temperature an even freezing 32 degrees. The winds are calm, so no wind chill factor. The dew point is 10 degrees, so a relative humidity of 40%. The barometer at 30.28 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 3:08. I am Chad Holmes, and it is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. A quick reminder that tomorrow we will have a rerun. In fact, we're going to play back last Thursday's show, which included the interview with Fred Teely, the Wausau School District board candidate. So if you missed that one, you can listen in tomorrow. We'll have, again, that interview because I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. I'm going to be heading down to Madison, going down to the Civic Media World Headquarters as we are going to get some training. Going to make me a better host of this program. So looking forward to that. I've not been to our world headquarters in Madison yet, but looking forward to that. I'll be back with a new show on Thursday. We'll have Paul Micklig on, talk Wisconsin sports and a whole bunch more on Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll not have the show because it will be preempted for the NCAA men's basketball tournament featuring Marquette. The Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Vermont in an NCAA tournament first round game on Friday, starting with the pregame show at 1:15 and the opening tip at 1:45. Also on Friday, I'll be in Madison for the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team and the Division V state semifinals. Newman taking on Royal in a semifinal game bright and early on Friday morning. Pregame show starts at 8:40 a.m. and the opening tip at 9:05. So again, Newman Cardinal state tournament basketball at 8:40 on Friday morning, and then Marquette University NCAA tournament action coming up on Friday afternoon starting at 1:15 right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also wanted to mention really quickly again, as we're running out of time, tomorrow is the deadline if you want to get a great deal on becoming a weather sponsor. Weather is such a big factor here in central Wisconsin. And right now and through tomorrow, we've been talking about this for the past week or so, you have a chance to get up to 50% off one of Bow Falls Radio's powerful weather sponsorship packages. Up to 50% off. You can sponsor 24 hours of weather. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour, followed by your phone number. That's 24 ads per day, one ad every hour, right before the latest weather forecast. Listeners, pay attention to the forecast, and they will pay attention to your message. Remember, this great opportunity will absolutely end tomorrow. So get more information. Go to civicmedia.us/weather. That's civicmedia.us/weather or call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255 for immediate service. But really, go to civicmedia.us/weather. Take advantage of the 50% off a weather sponsorship through tomorrow only. Well, last night it was another Wausau School Board meeting, and they discussed again the non-binding referendum idea. In fact, they voted on it last night. after a petition, which has been signed by nearly 2,000 people, asking the board to slow down on the consolidation plan. But it was an interesting discussion, and I wanted to play part of it for you. We're going to do that coming up in the next segment. Hear what the school board members had to say about the idea of a referendum, a non-binding advisory referendum that would have been placed on the ballot in April of 2024, so more than a year from now. It went down 5-4, very, very narrow vote. And we're going to hear a little bit of the discussion that occurred last night coming up, and then some thoughts on it as well for myself as we continue here on this Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End.
You can be me, and I'll drink all the time. Cause we're lovers, that is the fact. Yes, we're lovers, that is the fact. Oh, nothing will keep us together.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 3:16 on this Tuesday afternoon, 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Wausau. Well, last night there was a Wausau school board meeting, again, discussing the continuing issue of consolidation. Of course, the consolidation plan passed 7-2 a few weeks back. And there was some talk about some of the plans that are being put into place at the new Wausau Senior High. It was called that at the beginning of the meeting last night. Plans for the new Wausau Senior High, which is right now Wausau West High School, looking at some of the changes and the updates that are being put into place. And also a major part of the meeting last night was, again, on the potential of a non-binding advisory referendum. It was discussed at the last meeting and about perhaps putting multiple questions on the ballot for April of 2024. And last night there was a very interesting discussion on it. And I was watching it and I thought I wanted to share some of this with you, because I know a lot of as we heard just a few moments ago, Jillian Bettino talking about how people are so busy. And I know that sometimes you're not able to catch the school board meeting as it occurs. And I got some sound from it from last night. And this is in the discussion about this advisory referendum. It starts off with Pat McKee, who is a board member who is putting forward the idea of putting multiple questions on the ballot next April to get more information, to find out where the people stand in terms of these issues. And then the other members of the board were able to discuss it as well. So I'm going to try to label who is speaking at the time that it's occurring, but I wanted you to hear this conversation, because I do think this is what representative government is about. It's about discussing these issues, having disagreements on these issues, and ultimately moving to a vote. But this was last night, again, the discussion starting with Pat McKee talking about his proposal to have the referendum with multiple questions next April.
I would suggest the multiple questions, because the feedback that I have heard isn't, it's not completely against the concept in general. It is usually centered on a few specifics. And at the end of the day, I try to think, what is the drawback of doing this? What would be the negative of getting this level of feedback? And I'm struggling to come up with any. I just can't figure out why we wouldn't want to know this and have a real good measuring stick on where the community's heads are.
And next will be Karen Vandenberg speaking about her thoughts on this idea for the referendum.
Well, just to respond, I have, well, first I have a few questions. Like, what questions would you ask? When you said you'd want multiple questions, sure. Can you give me an example of what questions
sure.
you would put out there?
Do you approve of moving fifth graders to middle school in a 5-6-7 configuration? Do you approve, that could be one. The second could be, do you approve of merging the high schools into an 8-9 and 10-11-12 configuration? And the third could be, do you approve, and there would be more commentary or color around this, but do you approve of consolidating elementary schools, for the purposes of saving whatever it would be? I would think that hitting those three areas gets at the heart of what we've been talking about and what's been discussed.
Mm-hmm. I guess to respond to you saying what's the drawback, I think the drawback is because I guess I beg to differ a little bit about what our role as a board member. Mm-hmm. Our role as a board member is actually to establish policies that advance student learning and success. And so some of that is really not just what's popular. It's about the bigger picture, about what advances students' success. And so I guess I've thought a lot about this, and I've talked with countless community members, teachers, administrators, and I think it's important for us all to recognize no one is glad that we're in the situation that we're in. And I think we all wish our state funding had kept up with the needs and the inflation in order to provide the dollars per pupil that we need. And, you know, we all wish that enrollment still kept our 20 buildings packed, right? We all wish that our district growth was equal on the east and the west side. We all wish that the academic and extracurricular activities were equal no matter what building you were in. We all want that, right? We all wish we weren't in our district and in the nation in a labor crisis that is creating shortages in our educational staff. But the truth is, we are there. Mm-hmm. We are there. And so we as a board are tasked to address those things, and no plan is going to be without challenges. No plan is going to please everyone. And I feel like we know administration needs to figure out busing, and we know they need to figure out parking, and they know they need to figure out what are the best solutions for the staff. But districts all over the state and nation are having to do this right now, and they're difficult decisions, and schools are merged and closed all the time. And it's the experts, those who are responsible for running the district, that have to make those decisions. And it's not because community members' voices aren't important. They're highly important. They're super valuable. I've been listening to them and even seeking them, because they're the ones that they dictate my questions. If I haven't asked them, I want to know what their questions are so that I can ask them. Mm-hmm. And so their voices are super valuable to me. And I'm a community member too, right? And so are you. And so I think those voices are important, and they drive those questions, and they drive the details that need to be considered when these big decisions are made. Mm-hmm. But the community members, while they're capable of understanding the issues, I fully believe that they are not responsible for making sure that this district is sustainable and moving forward with the best educational opportunities for all students for decades to come. That's not right. Their responsibility. That's yours and mine and the administration's.
Yeah.
And so I think they come with an opinion that best serves their own personal interests. And of course it does. That's understandable. It's their priority. And that makes sense, of course. But that's why they come with a different perspective that isn't the big picture. And I think that's why it's a different look. And I would be offended as a community member if I gave my input and then the board or the administration says, thanks for the input, we still have to address these challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ignore it, or You know, like, right. I guess that's not valuable either.
Well, no, but what is valuable to the community is exactly what you said. It's our job to set policy for the district, okay? Mm-hmm. If the community at large does not approve of the policy that we set, it'll take two elections and that policy is going to change. Because you won't be here, I won't be here. This will all change just like it has over the last two elections. And whatever that policy is that you set that was for the bigger picture and the grand scheme of things is going to go out the window and they're going to move it back to the way that it was.
Right.
So by not doing that, why would we be fearful of hearing something, even if it is against what you think is personally best for the long-term success of the district? Why do we not want to hear that and understand where everybody's head is at? We have a year to educate people on how great this is.
That's the biggest point, Pat. You shouldn't look at it as if they come and vote, you give them an opportunity, right? And if they vote no, they say no. You can ignore them, but I think a bunch of people feel like they're being ignored now.
Board member Corey Fillers.
And second, Pat's totally right. You have a whole year to find the details and sell it and make everybody understand before they're even going to get the chance to vote, because it's not until April 24.
Well, here's the thing. I really look at this like it's as if a physician was saying to a patient, listen, you're sick and you need surgery. And a person can refuse surgery, right? And they can say, I don't believe you. I don't think I need surgery. Or they can think the physician's lying. I surely don't need that, right? Or a person can acknowledge, you know what, there's an issue and I need surgery. And while I don't like that and that's going to really hurt, I can appreciate on the other side there's going to be good outcomes from that. But what I don't think we're ever going to hear is that person saying, man, I'm so excited I have surgery coming. Like, I'm so glad I have to do that. No one's glad. None of us are glad that we're in this position, but we want to do what's best for students and staff and families in the community in the long run. I don't, it's not in my best interest. Personally, it would be a lot easier for me to ignore this issue and to keep kicking the can down the road. That would be a lot easier for me personally, but I can't ignore the disparities that continue. And having spent an entire summer learning about the issues, I can't ignore the problems and the challenges that we're facing as a district anymore. And because that's not why I was elected, just to make it easy for me.
But if someone's told that they need surgery, they also have the option of getting a second opinion.
Of course.
So that's what I'm saying. We're getting another opinion.
Well, except that you would agree that the experts in this whole situation are the people, the administrators and the teachers, who are seeing the challenges, right? They're the experts.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but.
Well, I can't ignore like the thousands of collective hours that have been put in by our administrators and their presentations and the teachers who keep coming right to me. There's no hidden agenda. They want to do what's best for students.
We have 175 pages of PowerPoint that describes why this is going to be done. We would now have 12 and a half months to actually crystallize those 175 pages of PowerPoint into a meaningful message that clearly states what the value propositions are.
Well, we still have people saying, why aren't we just doing boundary changes? Mm-hmm. And do you know what, hang on a second. I really think this is important because this is.
But I want to just put some parameters. I'd like to have everybody be able to get involved with this. I don't
know,
just going back.
For sure.
I'm going to pause it right here because I do think this is very important. I think it's important for the community to hear each of these members in this discussion last night because I think it was one that kind of brought out where each of these members of the Wausau School Board were standing in terms of this question. You know, I think within the big question of the consolidation plan and also the specific question of a non-binding referendum, which will be put on the ballot in a year's time. So we have to take a quick time out for a news update, but then want to let you hear what some of the other members, we are hearing a lot from Karen Vandenberg and also from member Pat McKee as well. So we'll be right back here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Holmes back with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, a lot of discussion on the Wausau School Board and the race for the school board. We had Jillian Bettino, school board candidate, on in the first hour. Now, we're going over some sound from last night. Again, it was another interesting meeting of the Wausau School Board. The big part of the discussion involved the idea of having an advisory, non-binding referendum to discuss some of the issues that the public has brought up about the school consolidation plan that was passed a couple of meetings ago. And we've been listening, for the most part, to Karen Vandenberg and also Pat McKee talking about their thoughts on it. Pat McKee bringing up the idea of he'd like to see multiple questions on a non-binding referendum next April, while Karen Vandenberg talking about being a representative body in terms of having the information and feeling like this would not be the right way to go. So heard a lot from them. Going to hear now from some of the others as well. Going to start off with some final words from Karen Vandenberg, but also the thoughts of the other school board members. I think it really does kind of delve into the thinking of a lot of these school board members, and I think very important for the community to hear. So here again, starting with Karen Vandenberg, discussing her thoughts on why she is not in favor of this non-binding referendum.
Finish your point.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we still have people saying, why aren't we just doing boundary changes? And it's interesting to me because here's the thing, it's brought up so often that I think it needs to be addressed. Boundary changes don't address the disparities in academic opportunities. Boundary addresses, changes don't address the severe labor shortages and issues in getting educational staff. It doesn't address the redundancies across buildings that lead to more expense and fewer services. It doesn't address the imbalance of growth west and east. In fact, it's a temporary fix that will need to continue to happen over and over. And maybe even more critically, if we do boundary changes, do you know who's going to be bearing the burden of that? All the kids in the city around the river. So the kids closest to West and John Muir are going to get bussed over to the east side. And those kids and families tend to be our lower income families. And I'm pretty sure that the community is not going to be real excited when we say, you know what, lower income families, we're going to sock it to you. You're the one who's going to bear the burden of this issue. I don't think people are going to be real excited about that. And I'm rightly so. So I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about what they think is going to be this great solution. We've explored them. That's what the subcommittees have done. And so it's unfortunate to me that there's a wave of mistrust and misinformation. I feel like I can speak for everyone here that we want what's best for students and families in this community. And no one is glad that we're in these positions, but we've got to do something that's right.
So let's continue over here, and then we'll come to this side, okay? John
Kreischer will speak next.
I don't know that I can add much to what Karen said. I wholeheartedly agree. I really believe it's time to come together as one community, one district. The efficiencies that can be gained through this and the educational outcomes and opportunities that can be forthcoming in this plan far outweigh some of the concerns that I've seen addressed and expressed by those in the community, busing, for example. And Lance, I think you said it best last week, if you would be voting no on something like this because you believe class sizes are increasing, you'd be wrong. If you were voting no because you believe kids are going to sit in a bus for 2 hours, you'd be wrong. There are levers and things that can be pulled in the next 2.5 years of planning to either potentially reduce and maybe even fully mitigate, you know, some of the busing, you know, concerns that exist. There's a lot of time to really carefully plan and even work with city administrators and council to talk about traffic patterns and things of that nature. There's a lot that can be done. So I very much agree with with Karen that, you know, the time is now to act on this, and which we have, and yeah.
So
let me get this. This is Cody Nicolai, board member.
It was a multiple question referenda that asked this question in 2024, April of 2024, with these specific questions. Okay, I understand that. What's your proposal we do in the interim then, in the meantime, over this next year? I mean, do we continue going forward with our what we're doing, proposing, you know, as far as consolidating and, you know, all these other things that we already discussed and approved back in our February meeting? So you're proposing we continue to go through, but then use a referenda to kind of guide us? I would rather see more of a dynamic input in guiding us throughout these processes as we go forward. I think a referendum is a static spot of information that people will give us based on what they feel is the information being proposed. I think the best way to address it, if you want to, I wholeheartedly agree with everything Karen said and what John said. I think moving forward, if you want to continue to get community input to continue with that trust, we need to have a more dynamic way to get their input, because we spent a full 3.5 months this summer with community at large members talking about what the best way was. And we listened to what that subcommittee said. And the proposal that we voted to go forward with was what the subcommittees came up with as the best. Not that it was great. I mean, it's a true dilemma. There were no good solutions. We can't continue with the status quo, but we need to do something for the future of this district. And the 3.5 months spent with these, with the subcommittees and the administrators working, that's kind of what we've approved. I'm all about getting more and more information, but I think in a more dynamic manner as we go through and make these changes, come up with different curricula, like the proposed business plan tonight for having child health care. I think, you know, that I think that's all great. Let's move forward with it. But these guys have already spent countless hours that they're working to give us these ideas and these plans. I guess that's my main input for it. I don't think a referendum is really... I understand the importance of referenda, but I don't think that that's going to be a static line of information based on the way the wind's blowing at that time, so to speak. And I'm not trivializing it. All I'm trying to say is that we all hear different segments of information at different times. And if we're hearing that, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to have to bus people 6 hours one way, well, I'm going to vote no. But that may not be true, so it'd be more better to have a continual dialogue, a continued engagement in the community. I mean, if we do it monthly, I don't care, whatever the administration thinks is best, to engage the community so they can give us their input, so we can swell or squash this misinformation that is so abundant right now out there about what's going on. So that's all I have.
I think
next will be Joanna Reyes. Board member
dialogue as well. I believe many people are going by emotion on this topic because we have done our best to have the community engage with us. We've had, you know, meetings at different schools, and people have come out to voice their opinion. I believe that there are community members that no matter what some of us do on this board, it will never be right to them, regardless of how we vote, because they just are not happy that some of us are on the board. And no matter what we do, it will not be right, because some people believe that we have a hidden agenda. I have no hidden agenda. There is nothing that I'm voting for because of my spiritual beliefs or because I'm more conservative. You know, it's disheartening that people have made up what they think of me because of what I stand for. I believe that there are people in the community that no matter how I vote, what I do will never be right, because they did not want me on this board. So a lot of these people are the ones that are pushing back on the change that needs to happen. So I do understand that going to referenda would be to get more community input or opinion, but we're not saying, you know, we're not open to hearing what you have to say. As we move along with the restructure of the schools, I think we want to hear from them in every step. And I think that going to referenda is just going to divide us more. Change needs to happen, and we hear a lot of the boundary changes, and I just wonder how much information these people that are suggesting this have looked into, because we've talked about the changing boundaries and that how that can only, it'll only be putting a Band-Aid on the issue. It's not going to set us up for future. It's not going to, like Ms. Vandenberg said, it's not going to address labor shortages, the expenses, and the imbalanced growth of the East and the West. As myself being growing up in a low-income community, I went to a school outside of my district because I wanted to take certain classes that were offered at a different high school. I wanted those opportunities for me. So we are trying to have the kids in lower income communities have better opportunities and be in better buildings. So I understand why you'd want to go to referenda. I totally agree. I want to hear more input, but unfortunately I feel that some of these people, community members, yes, their input is important, but they don't want the schools to close and they don't care what the outcome is. They don't care if it's going to be more expensive, because we can't afford to have all these schools open in the future. It doesn't matter. They just don't want their schools to be closed, and it doesn't matter what the data is showing. They just don't want that to happen, and that's just how I feel. I feel that there are members in the community that no matter how I vote, what I do, they've already made up their mind of who I am, without knowing anything about me, and whatever I do will never be right to them. So that's just my say.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Lee Webster, the retiring board member. Again, this is Lee Webster of the board.
Everyone here, that this is a difficult and uncomfortable situation. And difficult and uncomfortable situations always create a certain amount of anxiety. On the other hand, what I'm also concerned about is that the kind of complaints and concerns that I'm hearing from a lot of people in the community are very, very self-focused and very, very accurate, and I think that we have to be sensitive to their concerns. I think that's what we have done and tried to do for the last several months. We've invested a ton of time and energy in coming up with solutions that we know are difficult and painful for everyone. And yet there are decisions that have had to be made, and the best way to deal with anxiety is to look at the facts, start looking at reason, and move forward. I think we are in the position where, as a board, we have taken those kinds of actions and those kinds of steps. And frankly, I think that takes courage. I think it takes courage to lead. Now, along with that, I don't like the idea of a referendum simply because you're not going to get that broader demographic feedback that you get from open meetings and from positive surveys that are well designed, that are raising exactly some of the same questions that we're talking about doing. And you're talking about doing that over gradually and getting feedback as we're making decisions along the way. So my thought is that there's one group out there that clearly what you just said, there's nothing this board can do that they're going to support. And what they're doing is flaming fires of misinformation.
I have to take another quick break, but we'll come back and hear to the final comments of what was an interesting board discussion about the consolidation and the potential for a non-binding referendum. So we'll have more coming up right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Holmes back with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, going over some of the comments. And again, I found it exceptionally interesting when I was watching this. And I would encourage you to go on YouTube, go to the WASA Area Media Access Channel. Watch the entirety. It's a little less than 2 hours. And you can learn a lot about issues within our community. And this was a big discussion. It turned into a 5-4 vote on whether or not to move forward with an advisory non-binding referendum about the consolidation plan in a year's time. Want to hear again from a couple of the final members of the board on this very important topic and a very interesting topic, I thought. Next, we'll hear from the board vice president, Lance Trollope.
Well, I don't want to just repeat what has been said or what I said last meeting, but I did want to clarify one thing, because since that meeting, I've had people contact me and say, why are you talking about doing this advisory referendum in over a year? That's pointless. You got to do it next month. And I just want people to understand that we can't do it next month. So we legally are not allowed to. We couldn't have done that last meeting either. Like, I don't know what the date is, but it's sometime in January, I think. And you really got to backdate it, because we got to meet with council that drafts the questions and the resolution gets passed. So, it'd probably be December. So just wanted to clarify that the reason that's been discussed is because that isn't an option.
Is that it?
Yep. Jim, I just want one quick clarification. Karen, you raised a good point about
this is Pat McKee for the board member.
And the assumption on what schools might be impacted, those closest to the river, which would be Franklin, Grant, Lincoln. And I think those are three of the five on the chopping block to be closed as part of this process. So from that standpoint, I don't know how they would feel any differently rather than having their entire school closed, or if it were to be realigned somewhere else. I truly don't know.
Well, just to respond to that, it was more in reference to balancing the numbers at East versus West. Right. And less about the elementary school. It was more about the East versus West numbers and the disparities there. And in order to do, to normalize or equalize the numbers at East and West, it's only those kids that have to move. I shouldn't say that. But primarily, those are the kids that would be having to bear the weight of solving the high school secondary issue. That's so that we can get Horseman equal to John Muir and East equal to West. It's going to be the river kids.
And they're solving 60% of the elementary issue right now. So, well, I don't know how that's any different. But
And next will be Jim Boucher, the board president.
Kind of piggyback on what Lance said, a referendum is not something that we have to decide on right now anyway. Yeah, there's a process that has to be gone through and all of that. I mean, if that's something that we want to do down the road, we could do that down the road as well. It's not, since we wouldn't have to wait until the following year, we wouldn't even have to talk about the questions in that until like November or December. Isn't that what we had talked about once before, Lance? It's a timeline situation that we would have to be following. So a decision right now, we wouldn't even have to have a decision today. But the biggest thing that I saw was we needed to have an open discussion with our whole board, which I think it was very important and come from different points of view. And that's my responsibility as president, to make sure that everyone's heard, everyone has the opportunity to have a point of view and bring that across, because you're all talking with different people, as I am talking with different people in the community, and we're getting a lot of different information. So this is the only time that we get to really discuss the different points of view. And so that was my role here today, to make sure that we all are heard, and people that are watching online and things in the building here get to hear what we're all talking about and what we're thinking. This is a tough decision to come down to. There's no doubt about it. As I was doing some reviewing today, I'm surprised at how many school districts around the state of Wisconsin are talking about closing schools and combining schools. This is not unique to the Wausau School District. This is a struggle that's taking place around the state, and I think we need to be aware of that, but that's around the state. We're dealing with our local control, and we need to be able to get as much information as we can from our community and maybe listen a little bit more, maybe take some time to listen a little bit more, because it's a great opportunity for us to get that information before we make any kind of decision as we move down the road. So that's my two cents today.
Well, that was, again, the members of the Wausau School Board talking about the discussion on the potential of a advisory referendum, a non-binding advisory referendum, and they had a vote. They did have a vote, 5-4 against a 2024 April referendum. The four that voted for the placing of a referendum on the April 24th ballot was President Jim Boucher, Vice President Lance Trollope, Corey Sillars, and Pat McKee. Those opposed were Karen Vandenberg, John Kreischer, Cody Nicolai, Joanna Reyes, and Lee Webster. So, again, I think one thing you can definitely take from it is the discussions will continue. The idea of a referendum, to be honest with you, is not something I would have been in favor of. I think that there's a responsibility for these representatives to make the decisions to the best of their ability and to get the information. And part of that as well is being able to go out to the community and sell them that this is the right thing to do. And that's one area they have come up short in. And obviously, they've come up short in that respect. There is still time to change that. And I think that's something they've been discussing about having more community meetings, having more frequent community meetings, having more information, trying to be as, again, as transparent as possible. But the idea of waiting more than a year to have an advisory referendum that really would not change anything, we know how election cycles work. Things tend to get bogged down in election cycles, and that would just be another year-long election cycle. So, again, I mean, I think you can look at it from either side, whether you're pro the changes that are being implemented or anti the changes being implemented. I think that there are different ways than a non-binding referendum to try to push your point of view forward. But nevertheless, I found it, as somebody that loves civics, as somebody that loves our system, that it's important to see how it works. And I would, again, encourage you, because there was so much more to that meeting last night than we heard just now, to go to the YouTube channel for the Wausau School Board meeting, or check out Wausau Area Access as well, to find out all the information each time these meetings are held. I know that Wausau Area Access puts these meetings out, committee meetings, county board, city council. Stay up to speed on these issues. It's vitally important. Coming up from 4 till 6, it will be the Devil's Advocates. Again, I will be away tomorrow, so we'll have a rerun tomorrow, but we'll be back with a new show on Thursday. Have a great rest of your Tuesday here on Bow Falls Radio, WXCR.